decoupling points, and strategic buffers in DDMRP. When the time frame for providing product is longer than the customer is willing to wait, it is necessary to create an inventory buffer. This buffer, such as between supply and demand, is called a decoupling point. Inventory serves as a buffer throughout the system, decoupling supply and demand. Customer demand and finished goods. Finished goods and component availability. Requirements for an operation and the output from the preceding operation. Parts and materials to begin production and the suppliers of materials. When buffers are used in a generic way, such as by setting a fixed safety stock level, they do little to reduce the amplification of variability throughout the supply chain, the bullwhip effect, and represent a significant inventory carrying cost. Safety stock orders can also increase the bullwhip effect. Decoupling points and their strategic buffers of inventory are features of demand-driven material requirements planning, DDMRP, that work to minimize inventory carrying costs and the bullwhip effect. DDMRP accomplishes these goals by being strategic in where it places its buffers as decoupling points. Criteria for choosing decoupling points include the following: customer lead time tolerance and related lead time goals that, if met, could transform order qualifiers into order winners. Degree of demand and/or supply variability. Locations in the bill of material structure or distribution network that best help keep options open for how the inventory can be put to use and have room for lead time compression. Locations and operations that are bottleneck work centers, capacity-controlled resources, or pace setters, drums, in the drum buffer rope system, per TOC scheduling. While the nature of conventional material requirements planning, MRP, is to make everything dependent so it can all be fully automated, this means that late changes have a systemic effect called system nervousness. Strategic buffers prevent a change from affecting the entire system. Instead, they affect only the subsystem created by the placement of the strategic buffers at decoupling points. This is called a DDMRP decoupled explosion. Furthermore, DDMRP uses this feature to shift from weekly buckets, used to minimize frequent small changes, but resulting in bigger changes on a weekly basis due to the longer planning horizon, to daily buckets, which are impractical in traditional MRP because they would involve excessive action messages. The daily buckets allow daily reviews of strategic buffer inventory levels. The inventory at these points helps consume the variability of demand by having inventory available. It also consumes the variability of supply by having inventory available, so less needs to be produced given a spike in demand. The upshot is that these changes enable lead time compression as goods move through the supply chain with less waiting. Each decoupling point with a strategic buffer will need to have that buffer sized appropriately. Inventory purpose, purchased, made, or distributed, lead times, degree of variability, and lot sizes relative to usage rates help determine the initial buffer size. DDMRP then refines each buffer into a zone, red, yellow, or green, to allow these buffer sizes to dynamically adjust based on planned, marketing-driven, or unplanned changes in demand, red. This is the safety stock for minimizing stockouts on the one end, and the base stock level on the overstock side to show when there is too much inventory. Yellow. These are warning zones that show that you have moved out of the green zone and are at risk of entering either the overstock or understock red zones. The DDMRP rule is to set the size of this zone at 100% of average daily usage over the lead time. Green. The inventory is in the optimal range. The order cycle, minimum order quantity, and percent of usage over the lead time are used to set how much and how often to order. The underlying calculation for the dynamic review is called the net flow position, which is calculated as follows. Qualified sales order demand is the sum of orders due today plus qualified spikes. Qualified spikes are the accumulated day's demand relative to a threshold typically specified as a percentage of the red zone. Identifying spikes is important because these are areas of unusually high demand that would consume the buffer and remove its benefits. Instead, when a spike or other variable lowers the net flow position to the bottom of the green zone, the system will propose making an order to return the net flow position to the top of the green zone. The net flow position calculation attempts to separate the portion of demand that is uncertain from the demand that can be more reliably calculated because it is already known. Then just the uncertain portion of demand can be subjected to statistical analysis. However, on-hand inventory, inventory on order, and qualified sales orders are still subject to some uncertainty. For example, inventory accuracy errors, delivery timing variability, and differences in how to define what is and is not qualified sales order demand, so it is not a perfect method.